Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for meditation this morning is recorded in Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, where Paul writes, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." This is our text. Dear fellow militant Christians, when you Google something, that search engine actually searches only about 4% of cyberspace. The other 96% is what some call the deep web. In the deep web, you will find things like technical drawings, military information, and some secret communications. Also in the deep web, there is something that people call the dark web. And in the dark web, you can find credit card numbers for sale. You can find assassins for hire. You can find drug deals. There is human trafficking and sex trafficking. It's a scary place. It's scary partly because it's invisible and partly because it's evil. Today we are being warned about something else that is also invisible and evil. But it's not so much a something as it is a someone. We are being warned today to know your enemy. Now, when we talk about knowing your enemy, we're implying that we're at war, and the fact is, we certainly are. Earlier in this chapter, the Apostle Paul had warned about when the day of evil comes. Now, when is that day of evil? Well, it could be some tragedy coming into your life that just turns your life upside down. It could be a sickness or an accident. It could be those last days before your last breath. Or it could be every day as you face those trials and temptations of each and every day that Satan shoots at you like a sniper from the rooftops. Now you might say, well, I don't really want to be part of this war. Maybe you just want to go back to your shows and sugar and just pretend the war isn't there, but you can't. You were drafted into this war when you were baptized. And you won't get a furlough until you reach the shores of heaven. And so we need to be ready. We need to be ready to fight in this battle, to fight in this war. A certain football coach of a certain Wisconsin football team once said, "Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing." Now, despite the way a lot of fans act, we would say that's not true. Winning a football game isn't really that big of a deal in the big picture of things. But Vince Lombardi was right. Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing, not about football, but about this battle that we are in, for we are in a battle for our eternal life. And so we need to be ready. We need to know the enemy. And the first thing that we need to know about the enemy is about what the enemy is not. Paul writes here, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood." George Armstrong Custer is famous for one thing. He got his army wiped out at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. And why did that happen? Because he didn't know the enemy, because he underestimated the power of the forces he was fighting. He was fighting the wrong battle, and sometimes so are we. Our battle is not against calories and cholesterol. Our battle is not against Democrats or Republicans. Our battle is not to get the government out of our lives. Our battle is not against that mean boss or those nasty coworkers or that sibling or classmate you haven't talked to in days. Our battle is much bigger. Our battle is with the forces of evil. We need to understand who that enemy is. See, Satan is a deceiver. He wants us to think that our battles are those worldly battles I just talked about. He wants us to focus on those things and forget about him. He wants us to think that he doesn't exist. Or if we do think about him, we think about him as this funny guy in a red suit and a pitchfork. See, Satan is a deceiver. That's what he does. And he wants to destroy us eternally. We know what our enemy is not. We need to know what our enemy is. And our enemy is evil. Paul wrote, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Your enemy is the forces of evil. These enemies don't play by the Geneva Convention. They don't care about collateral damage. They want to get everybody. Your cute little 5-year-old and your sweet old grandma. These enemies will not hesitate to attack a child on his first day of school, a teenager on a date, or that elderly person lying in the nursing home battling despair because of his chronic illness. Satan does not fight fair. He will kick you when you are down. He will attack you when you least expect it. And he will try to get you to sin or to doubt. And if he gets you to sin, then he will point the finger at you and say, "You're guilty, you're guilty." And if you don't sin, if you resist him, he will make you feel like you're so special that you don't even need Jesus. Most of us speak English. That's our native language. That's what we grew up with. Satan's native language is the lie. That's what Jesus said. He said Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And he uses two great lies that are very effective. The first one is this: "You're all right. You're a pretty good guy. Yeah, God's not going to send you to hell, not you. You're good. Don't worry about all this church stuff. You don't need that." Second lie is just as effective, but just the opposite. He will tell you that you are such a sinner. You are so wicked. You are so bad. God could never love a person like you. God will never forgive you. Both lies. See, Satan wants us to doubt God's love, to think that God doesn't care. And then he drags us deeper into his darkness, making us become angry with God and hate God and give up on God's promises and throw out his word altogether and lose our faith. And see, that is the goal. Satan wants every believer to lose his faith. And he wants every unbeliever not to come to faith, because he's evil. Make no mistake about it, Satan is evil. And he is powerful. He had the power to show Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in an instant. He had the power to destroy God's perfect creation by leading our first parents to fall into sin. He is evil, he is powerful, and he is not alone. Our war is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Satan isn't working by himself. He has an army of demons out to destroy us. He is not alone. But neither are we. We have the lights on here today because it's a little dark inside. Light drives out darkness. Even the light of a single candle in a dark cave will drive out the darkness. Light always drives out darkness. You have light. Not the light over your head, but the light in you. That's why you're here. That's why you're watching. You have a light that has driven out the darkness of Satan from your heart. It is a light that gives you hope and faith and a future so bright. The scripture says we won't even need the sun or moon to give us light anymore. And that light, of course, is Jesus. Writing about Jesus, the Apostle John said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." When you walk into a dark room, what do you need? You turn on the light because you got to see. If you don't have a light, you carry a flashlight. Otherwise, you're going to stub your toe. Light drives out darkness. Jesus is the light that drives the darkness of Satan from this world. He is that light because he came into this world to battle the forces of evil. The Son of God went forth to war to fight our enemies for us. And he knew the enemy. And so he did not let down his guard ever. He never complained, never talked back, never lusted. He never let frustration get the better of him. He was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet is without sin. And then he lured Satan into a battle that Satan could not win. A battle fought on a hill called Calvary. The Apostle Paul tells us, "And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." Know your enemy. Fight your enemy, but not with your own strength, because there is a traitor inside that is in league with the enemy. Now fight with Christ's strength. Walk in his light by staying in his word. And with the weapons of the word and clinging to Jesus, we can fight. And we will win. Amen.